When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? That question can be rather disturbing. It can make us think to ourselves, is my faith as strong as it could or should be? Those words may make some of us agonize over family members who have left the church or who go to no church at all. Those words may make us think about our own country, in which it seems there are less and less people faithful to the Lord. And those words may even make us think of countries throughout the world that were once Catholic to their very core, and now the faith is more or less dead there. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Even the most optimistic of people may say no to that answer, to that question. It's easy to get discouraged and despondent about a seeming lack of faith in the world. And it's easy to think there's nothing we can do about it. Today is World Mission Sunday. It's a day to remind us that there is something we can do about the lack of faith in the world. It's a day to remind us that the mission of the church is not only to receive the Word of God and maintain the faith, but the mission of the church is to go out and spread the gospel to all the corners of the world. While there are some people who go to foreign lands to be missionaries, and thank goodness that they do, we can also be missionaries here in our own country and even in our own community. Our first reading from the book of Exodus gives us two models of how we can spread the faith. God's not calling us to engage in some sort of violent battle, but he is calling some of us to take up the front lines in the mission of the church. Talking about faith with others, teaching the faith to children and adults, and inviting people to come to Mass or to join the church are some of the tactics we can use to engage in this mission. The corporal and spiritual works of mercy, feeding the hungry, visiting the sick, clothing the naked, bearing wrongs patiently, forgiving offenses, comforting the afflicted, are other ways that we can spread the gospel throughout the world. These are the opportunities where we can allow the light of Christ to shine through us and out into the world. But instead of waiting for people to come to them, these missionaries on the front line go out into the world, onto the streets, into their communities, to find the lost, the fallen away, and the hurt. The other model that the book of Exodus gives us is the example of Moses. Moses raised his hands up to the Lord, and when he did so, Israel had the advantage in the battle. Raising his hands symbolized Moses raising his heart and his prayers up to the Lord. He even needed help to keep his hands raised constantly. Prayer is essential for the mission of the church, for it to be successful. Our prayers support those out on the front lines, the Pope, priests, sisters, teachers, people who work in parishes, those who work in charitable organizations. But our prayers also can guide those away from the church to come back. We can spend time in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, praying the rosary, going to Mass, but even spending some time in just silent prayer. These can be great means of help. For prayer can move hearts when actions often cannot. And sometimes prayer is the only course of action we can take. We often never see the fruits of our prayers, and this can cause us to grow weary, to lose faith, to want to quit praying. Jesus reminds us, however, to pray always without growing weary. Our Heavenly Father hears our prayers, and He does answer them. This doesn't mean we receive the answer we want, but our Father hears and answers our prayers. We're called by God to participate in the mission of the church, to spread the gospel and bring Jesus Christ to all those we encounter. Each of us has a role, whether it be on the front lines or spending hours in prayer. No action and no prayer is too small. There will be convenient and inconvenient times to do this, but when we do engage in our mission, our own faith is increased and strengthened. If we haven't already, may today be the day that we totally and fully commit ourselves to spread the gospel. That way, when the Son of Man comes, He will find faith on earth.